Time for our monthly get-together with our great friends at the Hackettstown Free Public Library. We call it Check It Out, and back with us live in studio is the executive director, and I understand just this morning becoming the chief visionary officer
That's the plan.
Well, make me the CVO of RNJ then, and we could appoint one another maybe.
All right, sure. As long as we're not doing the work, it sounds good to me. That sounds great. I just want to come up with the ideas and pass it on.
Exactly. Jerry Galante is back with us live in the studio today, and good morning, my friend. Good to have you back. Just because the weekend is coming up doesn't mean that things are stopping at the library. That's for sure. Sounds like you got some stuff going on today and tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly not. Friday today is our start off of the kickoff event for summer reading.
Nice.
So today's our first day. You can submit tickets. And we have the New Jersey Snake Man coming, and Marley's is bringing their food truck.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, definitely an event not to be missed. Tomorrow, we actually have 11th Hour Rescue coming to bring some cats for adoption.
Great
group.
So you
can come start to fill out your paperwork and meet some cats and see who your new best friend might be. So just to go back to summer reading, basically, you know, I've been talking about it for like 2 months now.
Yeah,
We basically haven't been talking about anything else. But just the basics. Tickets are given out for when you read a book or listen to an audiobook or read a magazine or whatever you want to do. And that's for adults and teens. And for children, you get a ticket for every 15 minutes read.
Nice.
So you submit those into boxes or envelopes, depending on what prize you want to win. And you don't have to dump them all in the same prize. You get to choose what prize you want to go for. There's 6 prizes for each age group, so there's something for everybody. At least we hope there is.
Okay.
And really, like, the local sponsors, local businesses, organizations have been huge for us. So I really want to say thank you very much to everyone who sponsored the program this
year. Yeah, thank you. That's great.
If you go to the website where you would sign up for summer reading, all the sponsors are listed on there. There's links to their websites. Definitely check them out. Patronize them as well because they helped us out a lot and they're helping out your community.
Good to hear. Sure.
So, I mentioned the 11th Hour Rescue program tomorrow. We also have a bunch of other adult programs coming up. We have a resume workshop coming up next week on Wednesday the 21st with Nancy Podesta from Centenary. So if you need brushing up on your resume, hey, who doesn't? You know, you can always get a second eyes on there. So definitely come by and see what about her.
Yeah.
And then we have a Lighthouses of New Jersey program coming up on the 29th. So that's from, I believe, the New Jersey Lighthouse Society. I might not be getting the name right.
That's pretty cool. You know, we've got some really historic destinations at the shore. And even on, like, the Delaware Bay side of Jersey, there's some pretty cool stories about lighthouses there, too. That's a cool program.
And for a small state, we have a fairly large coastline.
Yes, right.
You know, there's a lot of lighthouses that I'm sure have a lot of stories.
Yeah, that's neat.
And starting in July, actually, Project Self-Sufficiency is coming to do parenting classes. So, you know, if you have issues with, you know, aggression or, you know, just misbehavior and things like that, definitely come by. I mean, this is a really nice seminar series they're doing for us.
That's a good group.
You know, yeah, it's definitely huge. So if you get a chance, definitely register, come down and see what they have to say. It can help you out. On the 27th of July, I'm just broadcasting this now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what's called a Bring Your Own Book Club. So if you don't read typical book club books, come down, bring whatever you're reading or whatever you just finished reading and just talk about it. Nobody has to read the same book. We can all just talk about what we read, what we liked about the book, what we didn't like about the book, and just kind of have fun talking with fellow readers. So,
okay,
sort of a different spin on the book club idea.
Right, right. Whereas people have their own maybe different tastes, different particular interests or topics that they like to read about. Well, read about it and bring it and share it with the club.
Exactly.
Good idea.
I'm more of a nonfiction reader, so when... You know, typically book clubs are fiction, and they're typically pop fiction. So if there's something that you don't really like, you'd never go to a book club.
Right,
well, with this, at least now you can take a chance on something that you like, and you come in and see.
That's a great idea. So you could be a CVO with that kind of thinking. See that?
That's true, yeah. Unfortunately, I have to run that, so I didn't just get to hand it off.
Okay.
And, you know, for summer reading, we have teen programs. We have a tie-dye program. We have craft nights. We have Fandom Fridays, which is, I think, Disney, Marvel. There's a couple of other ones in there.
Nice, nice.
And then we also have a program called Making College Work For You. And the outreach librarian at Centenary is coming to do it. And basically, he's just going to go over, you know, what is important for teens and their parents to know about college and maybe even more than just their first year.
Very good.
So it's something that, you know, people are unsure what to expect. He'll go over it all with you. And for children, we have drop-in crafts every Friday coming up during summer reading. So that ranges from keychains to window clings to, you know, the sun catchers,
yep.
all mm-hmm. sorts of different things.
Okay.
So that's a drop-in craft. You don't have to register. You just show up, take one, and you can either do it there or take it home. And then there's story times, Lego clubs, sensory story time, ASL story time on Saturdays. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So definitely check out our website. Check out our calendar of events. The website's HackettstownLibrary.org. And yeah, there's plenty on there.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer. It's shaping up like a jam-packed summer, but really something for everybody, which is
cool. Yeah, we're hoping.
Good. Good stuff. Okay. All right. And the website again, Jerry, before you go?
It's HackettstownLibrary.org.
Gotcha. Plans for Father's Day? Anything going on with you?
I'm going to be going with my father-in-law and my wife to go around looking at cars.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, she's in the market, so we'll
very
see.
Cool.
We'll see what she finds.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right. Have a good Father's Day and a good weekend, and thanks again.
Thank you. You too.